Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Ketanji Brown Jackson gets support from what Republicans? There's a church that is fasting from whiteness. That and so much more. Email me your thoughts. As always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Take out your podcast app, type in Charlie Kirk Show, and hit subscribe. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. At Turning Point USA, we're playing offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. We're making hope happen every single day. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com or come to our Young Women's Leadership Summit at tpusa.com/YWLS. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. The Supreme Court of the United States is about to have a vacancy, and the person that is looking to fill it, of course, is Ketanji Brown Jackson. When asked what is a woman, she was not able to answer. When asked about equal protection, she doesn't know that part of the law. Of course, we went into great detail about her history as a judge, as the most graphic, horrible, unspeakable crimes of child rape, torture, and pedophilia came in front of her, and she was almost sympathetic to the victims. Ketanji Brown Jackson spent a lot of her free time advocating for Gitmo terrorists, while other people would use their free time to advocate maybe for veterans or people with PTSD. Ketanji Brown Jackson had a soft spot for people that wanted to destroy America. Now, Ketanji Brown Jackson is a radical. We're used to that, but she's also just not very smart. Her qualifications are really lackluster. Throughout her entire confirmation hearing, she had a smug arrogance about her. She would almost condescendingly respond to questions as if she was so much better than even the senators asking them these remarks. Now, we anticipated almost every Democrat to vote for this, Mark Kelly, Raphael Warnock in particular, the two at-risk Democrat senators from Georgia and Arizona. We anticipated, of course, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Chuck Schumer and Cory Booker voting for Ketanji Brown Jackson, a judge that is lenient on child pedophilia, on child pornography. Gitmo terrorists and can't define a woman seems to be right in line with the modern Democrat Party. But what we didn't know is whether or not Republicans were going to support her. We didn't know who in the Republican Party was going to venture out and try to make fake unity. Let me say that again. Try to establish fake unity. People say, well, Charlie, we need to unite the country. Well, what exactly should we unite on in regards to Ketanji Brown Jackson? Her inability to determine or decipher biological reality? Should we find unity on the fact that she oversaw one of the most graphic baby sex torture cases? I can't even put it into words. There's a New York Post article. I had to stop reading it. It's so disgusting. You guys can read it for yourself. I'm not going to read it on air. By Paul Sperry. It's so just awful and gross and dark. And it honestly just made me so sick to my stomach reading the article that Ketanji Brown Jackson gave a lenient sentence to this child baby sex torture. She did it repeatedly in those sort of cases. So how are Republicans viewing this? Well, thankfully, most Republicans are rejecting Ketanji Brown Jackson. Marsha Blackburn, Rick Scott, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Josh Hawley. And credit to Josh Hawley for leading the charge on actually uncovering the fact that Ketanji Brown Jackson has a soft spot for pedophiles. However, do we really have an entire Republican Party? Do we have a complete Republican Party? The answer is, of course, not. Whenever things are getting critical or crucial, you can count on two senators in particular, and one to a lesser extent, to betray the promise to their voters. Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins have voiced their support for Ketanji Brown Jackson. Now, my criticism will be mainly focused on Lisa Murkowski and Mitt Romney. The reason is Susan Collins never pretended to be a conservative. She runs as an outright moderate who will basically vote for the Republican leader in the Senate, and the rest, she's a wild card. She's an honest moderate. She doesn't lie to her voters. She doesn't. And that's one of the reasons why she's able to win over so many Democrats in Maine. Mitt Romney lies to his voters, and that's who I want to deal with first. Mitt Romney is coming out and saying he's going to support the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson. He says in his statement, quote, Ketanji Brown Jackson is a well-qualified jurist and a person of honor who more than meets the standard of excellence and integrity. Man. My support rests on Judge Jackson's qualifications, which no one questions. I question, hello? Would someone ask Willard Mitt Romney, that's his real name, by the way, Willard, hey, do you think that not being able to tell you what a woman is, do you think that's normal for a Supreme Court justice? No one will ask that, of course. He said, she demonstrated judicial independence. Oh, is that what we call it now? Leniency towards baby torture is judicial independence. Her demeanor and her temperament, which was terrible, by the way, versus Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh, Ketanji Brown Jackson was excitable, smug, arrogant, condescending. And an important perspective she would bring to the court as a replacement for Justice Breyer. This is actually Murkowski's statement. I stand corrected, but still. She will bring to the Supreme Court a range of experience from the courtroom that few can match given her background in litigation. So what good is the Republican Party if they're going to do the Democrats' bidding for them? Now, mind you, what's so extraordinary is Mitt Romney voted against confirming her to the circuit court less than a year ago. So Mitt Romney goes from, I don't support her, to support her, the more he learns about the leniency when it comes to child pornography. Why does that not matter to Mitt Romney? Why is Mitt Romney okay? And again, I can't even think about this. You guys can look it up yourself in the New York Post by Paul Sperry. Feel bad for Paul that had actually put together that article. It's so dark, it's so demented, you don't even want to get into it. You don't. But if you're really curious and you want to ruin your day, go deep into the cases that Ketanji Brown Jackson went out of her way to. I mean, there's one thing. Look, you could follow the sentencing guidelines, send someone to prison. She went out of her way to almost apologize to the criminals, to say that the laws are poorly written. She went out of her way to actually move the laws, to try to move the sentencing, to try to alleviate any sort of penalty to the perp. What's so amazing is Mitt Romney represents one of the most conservative states in the country, Utah. Now, Mitt Romney's super bitter because he lost a very winnable election against Barack Obama. Mitt Romney represents a globalist view of open borders and corporate dominance. Mitt Romney is excited to try to send the United States military into foreign conflicts. So Romney, Collins, and Murkowski. Mitt Romney said, quote, after reviewing Judge Jackson's record and testimony, I have concluded she's a well-qualified jurist and a person of honor. While I do not expect to agree with her on every decision that she may make on the court, well, how do you know she's a she? She can't even tell you what a woman is. I believe that she more than meets the standard of excellence and integrity. I congratulate Judge Jackson on her expected confirmation and look forward to her continued service to our nation. You want to know why our country's in the state that it's in? You want to know why the country is in tough shape? Democrats are partly to blame. The left is partly to blame. But what about the lack of an opposition party to actually stop the left from doing what they're doing? Mitt Romney is the best example of that. Mitt Romney's okay with the country being in managed decline as long as he gets the title of a senator. Mitt Romney's okay with America having open borders as long as he gets to be a senator. He would rather rule over the ashes over a diminished opposition party rather than fight for the tough stuff when it really matters. An inexcusable decision by Murkowski and Romney to support Ketanji Brown Jackson. He won't endorse Mike Lee, a great Republican senator in Utah, but he'll endorse Ketanji Brown Jackson, who has a soft spot for Gitmo terrorists and child predators. Why is that? For a couple years now, people have been setting up a contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since Ukraine, the oil, and the inflation crisis, it's done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, who isn't? Just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metal IRAs for your retirement. They'll put you straight on your options and hold your hand through the whole setup process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. So call 877-646-5347 now to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. I want to talk about a Chicago-centric story here. So Lent is important. Lent is the period that leads up to Easter. You could decide what you want to do with Lent. Usually it is a time to fast from something or to forgo something. An Illinois church has decided to fast from whiteness for Lent. Quote, "This Lent, we build our worship life around the voices of black people, indigenous people, and people of color." It says here, an Illinois church has pledged to avoid musical scores and liturgical contributions in its worship services that are written or composed by white people, and committed to fasting from whiteness for Lent. The First United Church of Oak Park in Oak Park, Illinois, announced, quote, "For Lent this year, First United is doing a mix of giving something up and taking something on. In our worship services throughout Lent, we'll not be using any music or liturgy written or composed by white people. Our music will be drawn from the African-American spiritual tradition, from South African freedom songs, and Native American traditions, and so much more. For Lent, it is our prayer that in our spiritual disciplines, we may grow as Christians, united in the body of Christ with people of all ages, nations, races, and origins, of course, unless you're white." So this we first broke it at Turning Point USA, and churchgoers are now encouraged to view whiteness-free worship services on the church's YouTube channel. They're unapologetic about this. In a March 29th announcement, the First United Church of Oak Park has said that they have kindness and privilege. The church stated, quote, "We honor our fast from whiteness this Lent, prioritizing the voice of Bruce Reyes Chow through a chapter in his book, In Defense of Kindness." Reyes Chow stated that those who oppose violent protests or rioting speak from a place of privilege and should refrain from trying to stop them as an exercise of civilizing them. So what are you giving up for Lent? Maybe you're giving up meat. Maybe you're giving up video games. A church in Illinois is giving up whiteness. Now, how this is not totally and categorically racist is beyond me. Well, because they believe you cannot be racist against white people. One of the beliefs of the CRT BLM regime is you're not able to be racist against the power structure in charge, as if white people are in charge of anything disproportionately. They point to all these stats and these figures, and we've gone through them in great detail. But now you have churches leading into a holy season where they say their priority is going to be outward discrimination against white people. This other one here, this is the Mount Vernon Place United Methodist Church. Quote, "Journey with us this Lent as we wrestle with the ways we have contributed to racism, sexism, homophobia, economic disparity, and harm to the environment, as we seek ways to walk in new ways with renewed vision and changed hearts." This does not sound like a church. This sounds like a Democrat activist organization. And there's a huge sign outside of this church in Oak Park. And Oak Park is a pretty decent place. I can't believe this is actually happening there. I know a lot of people there, where they have this huge sign there that says, "Fasting from whiteness. This Lent, we build our worship life around the voices of black people, indigenous people, and people of color." And it really just, you should ask the question, which is, well, if you're fasting from whiteness, how is that not active discrimination within the church? Does God care about skin color? Does God care about the melanin content in your skin? And the argument that the United Church of Christ is making, amongst others, is absolutely. It matters a lot. It matters what your complexion is, which is highly racist, obviously. So the church, many of them, are now active participants in the very same principles that you are seeing infect every other part of society. The church is not immune to it. In fact, the church is now actively promoting these ideas that you see. The woke virus that has come into corporations, that has come into our military, is also now running on many American churches. And what's amazing is the church doesn't apologize for it. Of course, it's fine. We're going to fast from whiteness. Could you imagine if you said you were going to fast from blackness, which would be evil? The world would be up in arms. Let's talk about cancel culture on social media websites like me and what you can do about it. The left wants to silence and boycott any voices they don't agree with. That's why I'm banned from Twitter. Twitter and Facebook were supposed to be open platforms. I don't need their content moderators acting like the op-ed section of the New York Times. So instead of letting social media sites cancel your right to free speech, how about canceling them instead? Now you could just deactivate all your social media accounts, but they would just be giving the left what they want in the first place. Instead, I use ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access sites like Facebook make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. And ExpressVPN couldn't be easier to set up. You just tap one button on your phone or computer, and you're protected. So it's finally time to say no to the censorship and take back your online privacy at expressvpn.com/Charlie. By visiting my special link, you'll get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN service for free. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Charlie, expressvpn.com/Charlie to protect your data today. Okay, just as a fun side note, someone sent me this website. It's the National Women's Law Center. And it's all about like women in law or whatever. And like right on the front page, it says, celebrate trans people every single day. Quote, we deserve a whole month. Our message to you on Trans Day of Visibility. This is on the National Women's Law Center website. The National Women's Law Center has an important message to share with you today. Most importantly, we love trans people. We love non-binary people, gender non-conforming people, intersex people, and people questioning their identity. We love you and your families, chosen and otherwise. Quote, the National Women's Law Center says to every state governor with an anti-trans bill sitting on your desk, these proposed laws are unconstitutional and wrong. It is disgusting, according to the National Women's Law Center, for anyone to claim harming trans children could, quote, help protect women and girls. Those people should be ashamed. Wait a second. So the trans people aren't women and girls? Can you make it clear, please, for the National Women's Law Center? They have all the states of what's happening here, and they say, quote, I hope as we wrap up the celebration and reflection of this week, we can all feel galvanized to act. The only thing that gives me as much energy as the excellent company my movement accomplishes is the growing tally of dead, bigoted bills left in their wake. Please tell me, the National Women's Law Center, what is a woman? And if you can't define that, then you probably shouldn't have the National Women's Law Center. Okay, let's get into some other stories here. I want to get into this one here, all about education. It's actually a very similar type issue here. So the question is, how many parents are actually aware of what's happening in their children's public school? And the answer is increasingly very few. So a school nurse, according to TheBlaze.com, has been suspended over a scathing post about an unnamed girl, 11, on puberty blockers and non-binary students and how it's kept secret from parents. Now, if we are serious about building a parents' party and building a parents' movement, we must talk and we must be open about how often are parents actually involved in their kids' education. If we're honest, most parents just kind of drop their kids off and they act as if the problem is solved. They get some time to themselves. Well, moms across the country are increasingly on a child rescue mission to save these children from these predators. A Connecticut school nurse was placed on administrative leave this week over a scathing Facebook post about an unnamed 11-year-old girl on puberty blockers and, quote, non-binary students and their parents, most of whom have no idea what is happening with their children, due to students and school staff keeping it a secret from them. What are the details? Leslie Torres Rodriguez, superintendent of Hotfoot Public Schools, said in a Monday letter that the nurse's inappropriate comments about LGBTQ students in the district were posted in a Facebook group and, quote, they describe private and personal details about a personal student. So what was it? Well, the Daily Mail has unearthed what was said in the nurse's post, and no student was named in it. Still, Torres Rodriguez said the post from the nurse, whom she didn't name due to privacy concerns, reflected values that are, quote, totally consistent with what we stand for. HPS does not tolerate any language that could be harmful to our community. She added that the nurse is on leave while the district conducts an investigation. So what did the post say? It said, quote, as a public school nurse, I have an 11-year-old female student on puberty blockers and a dozen identifying as non-binary. I want you to think about that. You have 13 total students right there at a school where one is on puberty blockers and a dozen identifying as non-binary. The civilization just can't replicate if this is the case. But it doesn't really concern them. All but two are keeping this as a secret from their parents with the active help of teachers. I want to read that again. According to this nurse whistleblower, quote, all but two students out of 13 students, so 11 students, are keeping the fact that they are transitioning with puberty blockers a secret from their parents. That's why we need the Florida bill. And people say, oh, it's an attack on trans kids. Parents don't know what's best. No, actually, parents do know what's best. You know what's best for your kids. But this pattern shouldn't surprise anybody. This pattern is exactly what every totalitarian country seeks to do, which is to break the bond between the parents and their children. And honestly, parents are to blame for a lot of this. Parents want to be their kid's friend. Parents allow their kids to do gratuitous drinking, drug use, whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it. And then they act as if when they send their kid to school that that bond is not going to break. Quote, teachers and social workers, this is the nurse whistleblower, are spending 37.5 hours a week influencing your children. Not necessarily teaching your children what you think is being taught, the whistleblower nurse said. This is a nurse. Quote, children are introduced to this confusion in kindergarten by the school social worker who teaches social and emotional regulation and school expectations. Finally, the nurse wrote that the brain develops into the early 20s. So these laws against adolescents using alcohol, vaping, and smoking tobacco and pot, quote, but it's okay. So that the point the nurse is making is, wait a second. So young people can't use alcohol, vaping, and smoking tobacco and pot. By the way, vaping is really bad for you. Stop vaping. I can't stand when people vape around me. It drives me crazy. Quote, but it's okay to inject hormones into confused prepubescent children and perform genital mutilating surgery on adolescents. How incongruent is that thinking? So this is a nurse whistleblower who has come out and is saying that out of 13 kids, 11 of them are not able to get access. 11 of them are not telling their parents about the gender reconstruction that they're doing, the chemical castration that they are doing. How is this legal? The answer is parents have allowed this to happen. Parents sit in the past. The same reason why these beta male men allow William Thomas to become the NCAA swimming champion. The entire society is falling apart. Think about this. You have a situation in Connecticut where it's one thing to have children take puberty blockers, which they should never take, by the way. There's no circumstance where that's appropriate. And but they're not even telling their parents. What is one of the only Ten Commandments that involves your nation and involves a promise? Honor your mother and father so you might live long in the land of which you are in. They're doing this intentionally. They know that if they can break that bond of the parent being honored by the child, well then, the totalitarian state can come in beautifully. Children will look to values more on TikTok and social media. the school nurse is under suspension for this. Look, if you really think you're born in the wrong body, whatever. Wait till you're 18 and probably chop your parts off. Probably a good idea. But the insistence, the perverse, the deviance, the sexual deviancy that these people are focused on, and then how they smear anyone that dares talk about this. And then, by the way, the percentage of students achieving proficiency in reading and language arts is lower in that school district than the Connecticut state average. So they should spend less time peddling puberty blockers and keeping secret from parents and get back to teaching them to do math and reading and science at grade level. But instead of actually educating children, no, they're trying to radicalize them and change their gender. And this is happening all across the country. And parents, I just want to communicate this. You have to start to get disagreeable. You got to start to get angry. Yeah, you might lose some friends, but honestly, suburban parents that support this sexual deviancy and this transgender garbage, do you really want to be friends with them? This is widespread. It is institutionalized. This is embedded in our society. And yet most people either are saying this is not what's going on, but this quote, the school and the staff are actively keeping it a secret from them. If you think we're out of all the COVID tyranny, the regime of Fauci, not so fast. Remember, we're dealing with crisis hunters. These are people that have a mission to search and hunt for crises so that they can manipulate the crisis to get done what they've always wanted to get done, such as locking down the country, deteriorating the currency, keeping the borders wide open. When you're dealing with crisis hunters, you must understand they're never going to let go of a crisis. Anthony Fauci is back. He's out of the witness protection program, and he is now given some very clear advice. He said, listen, we need to go back to masks. We need to go back to the obedience cloths. Now, before I play this tape, I just want to warn everybody that every single one of the seemingly kind of petty totalitarian fights that we've gone through the last year, every single one of these moments where we were unclear of whether or not it actually mattered, masks on children, all this, no, it really mattered. It set the conditions. It set the baseline of what kind of society we're going to live in. Play cut 36.
The CDC has been very clear, as you've indicated, that in fact, if things turn around and you have a rather substantial uptick in cases that is associated with an increase in hospitalizations, the CDC might turn around that recommendation and say, we've got to go back to indoor masks. I think there's going to be a lot of pushback on the part of the American public in doing that, although it would be the prudent thing to do.
Oh, it would be the prudent thing to do. Show me one correlation between places that did widespread masking and was able to keep COVID transmission rates and death rates down. Can you show one example of that? No, of course not. It's all about control. It's about getting you into the posture, both physically and metaphorically, to not challenge tyranny. And as we mentioned yesterday, as Elon Musk basically bought Twitter and looks like he might buy even more, he didn't buy a majority, but he's the biggest shareholder in Twitter. He might buy upwards of 14 to 15%, is we are the speaking beings. How are we supposed to speak and organize if you have a cloth over your face? And I don't think we'll ever be able to track the damage that these masks have done to our children. Lower IQ, brain damage, anxiety. Millions of children pay high price for pandemic policies. Our friend Dr. Mark McDonald, who I'd like to have back on the program, he's really great. He said, quote, there's been a 20-point IQ loss for children born during the pandemic compared to those before. Was it worth it? And we haven't really talked about COVID tyranny or the pandemic in quite some time, but I think it's important to just kind of take pause. Did we learn our lesson? Have we held the people accountable who have done these horrible things? Have we held them to account? Have we made sure that they have to experience justice? Has justice been done? Has Anthony Fauci been held accountable? Of course not. He's already recommending indoor masks again. How about the forced vaccinations? In fact, they still exist in a lot of places across the country. So don't let your guard down, everybody. These crisis hunters, these people that get excited and enthusiastic with the implementation of some sort of scientific and mechanistic tyranny, they're not going to let go of their power. And it all comes down to you. What are you going to put up with? Why is the federal government still under a declaration of emergency? Why do you still have to wear masks on commercial airlines? What is the answer to that question? The answer is they still want to hold on to these declaration of emergency powers to make you submit, make you easier to control, so they could try to redefine and reshape America in the image that they want, which is a weaker America, an open border America, and an entrance into a great reset globalist agenda. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.